Rise and shine. It's Sunday. A brand new Daily Tech Update is heading your way, but don't touch that screen. A listener question is coming up. I had a horrible experience at a high-profile local restaurant last night. I thought about leaving a review at the website Open Table, but before you do, know that your review may not be anonymous. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Gain control over your finances. Get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. In a month, when you leave a review at Open Table, you'll also be leaving your first name and your profile photo along with the review. To decipher Open Table's flowery PR statement, here's what they're saying. A restaurant should be able to know if the person posting review is real or not. They need to know if the post is credible and not just someone, like a disgruntled former employee with a grudge. That happens all too often with all kinds of businesses when posting anything anonymous. Naturally, a number of Open Table users are unhappy, but Open Table is right. Why trust reviews if you don't know if they're real? To get ahead in life, you need to be tech smart. And that's why you need to get my free newsletter. Sign up right now at getkim.com. All right, let's open up that Komando mail vault and see what questions you've got for me. Let's see, Annette in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi there, Annette.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for your call today.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I'll tell you a problem I have. Maybe you can help me solve it.
Okay.
My husband and I now have two granddaughters, so we're so excited. One is Siri, who's 3 years old, and the other is Willow, who's 2.5.
Oh, wait. So wait, they named their daughter Siri?
Yeah, her name is actually Cirilla.
Oh, okay.
So I call her Siri for short.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
And her cousin is Willow, and Willow's 2.5, but they don't live near me.
Okay.
We've had a chance to visit, and, you know, we start to bond with them, and then we fly back, and then they kind of forget and get kind of scared of Grandmom and Grandpa. So what we decided to do was have a way of telling them a story online. Initially, I thought, well, I'll get some books from the library, and we'll get one on Zoom. And I called my daughter and she said, Mom, I think that file is kind of large. I don't know whether you'd be able to send it by email. And so I'm not, you know, real technically oriented. I know how to turn on my computer and do word processing, but I kind of need help knowing how I could possibly make a video file that I could send them by email. And, you know, we could say, hey, you know, it's Grandma and Grandpa. Here's a story for you today. And it would kind of keep up that bond.
You know, that's so sweet. That's a great idea. That is. It's so nice that you're thinking like that. Well, first of all, I want you to make sure that you have the right gear, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend that you get yourself a nice tripod with what's called a ring light. Because you can you can record this on your phone. And I'll send you a link to one, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
They're relatively inexpensive. They're like $35. But I want you guys to look bright on the screen, and I want the video to be not like dark and gloomy. And I want when you guys are smiling, I want them to see your smiles and to hear your cadence and your tones and your inflections when you talk about. And the big scary monster came out, you know, that whole thing.
Oh yeah, right.
And then you hold the book up to him and go, look, here's the big scary monster. Do you see it? Ooh, I'd be scared too. You know. So,
yeah.
And so, you know, because you're reading to kids and because it's through even another medium, because you're not there, I want you guys to really act it out. You know, even if you think it's too much, you're probably okay. Because again, they have the attention span of a gnat. I think I do too. We all do. But them even more so, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to record this, and then you're going to create a private YouTube channel.
Okay.
And you're going to upload your stories to your private YouTube channel so that we're not emailing anything. We're not doing anything.
That's excellent.
Okay.
So, gotcha.
And the only person that can see the stories is when you share the link, then they will have the link to the stories.
Okay.
So nobody who's trolling on Facebook or anything like that, they're going to be able to see it. Just whoever you give that link to. And so then your daughter can have bookmarks of these so that when the kids say, oh, you know, I really want to hear about the butterfly story, then your daughter can say, oh, okay, well, here's grandma and grandpa with the butterfly story, you know, or here's grandma and grandpa with the scary monster story or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
that's great.
That's the other thing. Now, do the kids have iPads?
The one that's three, Siri does, yes.
Okay. There are some games that are made for grandparents to play over the miles with the grandchildren. So you would fire up, maybe it's like Candyland or something like that. You have your video on so she can see mm-hmm. you, and then you can see her play video. You can see her play the game along with you.
Wow.
And so it's kind of almost as if you're sitting there, but not quite. But
yeah.
It's close. And then, you know, you may also want to record some nighttime prayers or whatever it may be. And so
Sure.
So there are all these like really great things that you can put into the grandma grandpa channel. And
wow.
So I'll put together some links for you also about these games. That maybe you might want to check out, because I haven't used them personally. I don't have grandchildren, mm-hmm. but people that have, you know, that have, you know, that I've recommended said like, oh wow, this was really great because it helped create a bond. I recommended them to, I think, a caller, Annette, about a year ago, because I think his grandchildren or her grandchildren were in Germany. Now that I recall.
Wow.
So let me put those together for you, and then they'll be over at inside the Q&A forum, and that's insidecommando.com/community in the Q&A forum, in case you want to check them out. What a great idea. I'd love to see some too. Don't forget, overact. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to commando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com. Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.